Bisexual Awareness Week on Pride Radio with NHS Business Service Authority.
It's Bi Visibility Awareness Week with NHS Business Service Authority, and as part of our series of big interviews, I'm talking to people and organisations who support the bi community. My guest for this interview is the Chief Executive of the LGBT plus young people's charity Just Like Us, Dominic Arnell. Dominic, tell us about Just Like Us. What does it do?
So Just Like Us are the LGBT plus young people's charity, and we're determined to work towards a world where LGBT plus young people are able to thrive. Because at the moment, despite there being huge steps forward for LGBT adults, or I should say some LGBT adults, unfortunately, a lot of the time children have been left behind. So LGBT young people can still have a pretty rough time at school, for example, and can still go back into the closet when they start their first job.
And forgive my ignorance in these things, because I'm as old as Noah. What is a young person these days? How? What age range are we talking?
Well, to us, a young person is anything from 4 years old to 25. So if they're in a primary school, we're likely to run programs that will sort of talk about different families and how all families should be acceptable. We'll talk about bullying and how it's wrong to call people names based on their sexual orientation and gender identity. Whereas at secondary school, we get a bit more specific, looking at LGBT inclusive programming, so different lessons that have LGBT people and topics embedded in them. More celebrations, so getting ready for School Diversity Week, that sort of thing. And then once they've left school, well, they can join us as a volunteer to speak about their experiences as LGBT plus people in workplaces and schools.
And before we focus in on information and studies that you found about bi young people, in general, how are the LGBT plus young people as a community? Because as I say, I grew up in the 70s and it was a different time to be who you were back then. Are they in a safer space? Is it a more accepting space? Are they allowed to be who they are? Or are there still the same obstacles that I had to jump over, but in different various forms? I didn't have social media, for example, and so on.
Unfortunately, I think it's probably closer to the latter. So a lot of the time, I think we're inclined to think that things have got much better for LGBT people. And I think that as LGBT adults, I grew up in the 80s, actually what we forget is a lot of the time, things have got better for us. You know, we've grown up, we're not in school anymore. We might have a career we enjoy, a partner, a family. And I think that all that stuff is fantastic, of course, but what we forget is that actually for young people that are at school, if they're being bullied and if they're scared to go into school, if they're never seeing examples of families that look like their own, then really the fact that they might be able to get married one day is going to be pretty far from their minds. So it's really important that we focus on improving school communities to make sure that they're supportive of LGBT plus people, because about half of secondary schools at the moment send no positive messages about being LGBT plus at all.
But a lot of young people now will have two mums, two dads, one mum, one dad, etc. So is there a lot of learning that's going on between families? Are other families seeing positive role models or integrating better than maybe educational establishments?
Well, I think that that's definitely true. I think you've got more visibility for LGBT plus people nowadays, you know, on television, in entertainment, and certainly in communities as well. I think more people feel safe to be out in their community. But it doesn't extend to everyone. And this is the thing. I think for certain groups, it's easier to be out. Whereas there's still certainly places in the UK where being out as an LGBT person is pretty dangerous. So I think we've got to pat ourselves maybe very lightly on the back for the progress we've achieved so far, but make sure that we're not taking our foot off the gas, because actually we've still got a pretty long way to go.
And throughout this series of big interviews, we're talking to a number of people, and the same kind of thing comes back, that people kind of understand what a lesbian is. They may not fully know what it is, but it's a label that we've grown up with, and we can pin it on people. As with gay people, as a lot now with trans people, because it's very much in the media, slightly negative headlines, but it's still, it's a conversation. Bi people tend to be, you know, forgotten about. Is that very much the case for young people? Because growing up, it's all about experimenting and finding out who your true self is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think young people, if anything, yeah, the young people as part of our program, more of them identify as bi than have ever done so before. So I think maybe young people are a little bit ahead of the game on this one, as they so often are. I think, so for me, being bi simply means that you're attracted to more than one gender. So sort of as simple as that. But I know that there is some confusion around being bi, and I often get asked some pretty interesting questions about it. So yeah, happy to always talk about it and hopefully clear these things up.
Well, there was, I mean, I've obviously done a little bit of research because that's what I get paid for these things. And there was a YouGov report in 2015, you'll be aware of, and they kind of asked people to plot themselves on a sexuality scale, which I think is fantastic. I wish I had that. And it said 18 to 24-year-olds, 49% of them described themselves as not 100% heterosexual. They did a report then in 2019, and it kind of said in 2015, one in 50 people, young people, said that they were bisexual. In 2019, one in six now choose this option. I mean, is that just because, you know, next week I want to be a nurse and the following week I want to be a fire engine driver, and it's just because it's vogue and it's in the news that we understand what bisexual is and that's exciting? Or has there been, in 4 years there, a sea change, you know, of people's attitudes towards bisexuality?
I mean, what I say is, firstly, it's always difficult to, you know, to make a huge analysis based on the results of one or two surveys. And what we find is that when we survey, as we do, young people, it's quite common to get vastly different results back. We do know that certainly young people identifying as bi has become more common. And I think for me, it would be as simple as it's very difficult to be what you can't see, what you don't know about. And certainly when I was young, I never really met anyone that was bisexual. Sure. I never really heard, I might have heard the word, but I hadn't really thought about it with reference to myself. And what that means is that you just think you can't identify with something if you don't know what it is. You just know that something feels a little bit different and perhaps a little bit wrong and uncomfortable. So I think one of the reasons that we're seeing more young people identify as bi is simply that more people understand what being bisexual is. And I think young people, as they often do, are sort of saying, well, look, you know, I'm going to claim this label. I'm going to, and this is me. This is what I'm about. And I must admit, I feel a little jealous when I see how proudly they're being themselves and claiming that ground.
Is this where things like social media have a positive impact? Because there's a lot more people online who are expressing their true identity, be it gender or sexuality. They're talking about it more. And there's more resources that young people can go to. Now they can latch on to their famous pop star who identifies as bi, or they can find more research. I mean, there is a whole conversation about the negatives of social media, but is this where it comes into its own in supporting bi people express themselves and find their identity?
I think you're absolutely right. I think there are negatives and positives to social media for young people. And undoubtedly, one of the positives is being able to find community and find people who you have a shared experience with. And that's definitely happened over the last 10 years, say, with bi young people.
Now, I was looking at your Growing Up LGBT, which is a fantastic report, and everybody should go and download it and have a read on it. And there's a section on bisexual and pansexual young people. And just kind of the interesting stats that are coming out, like 74% of bisexual young people feel their mental health has got worse since the pandemic, higher than 68% of LGBT plus young people. Again, picking out stats like that, but why do you think something like, say, the pandemic had an impact more on bi and pan young people? Is it a case that they feel more isolated or as a group in general?
The answer is not very nice, I'm afraid. So what one thing the research did show is that all LGBT plus young people, particularly bi and pan and trans young people, were more likely to have problems with their parents at home. Daily tensions is the way it's framed in the report.
Yeah.
And I think if you're having daily tensions in your home, That's one thing if you're leaving every day to go to school, if you're seeing your friends in the evening. But if you're confined to that home, as so many young people were during lockdown, particularly those in rural locations, then essentially you're confined to that tension. And of course, that's going to have a real big impact on your mental health.
And mental health is obviously a massive area that we need to help support young people with. What advice do you have? Because I imagine it's not just young people that come to you. It'll be parents, it'll be teachers and organisations. What kind of advice do you give to those that are listening to this, who might have a young person within their family who they think might identify as bi, in supporting them? Because being an ally is as important as actually coming to terms with who you are.
Absolutely. Well, I think the first thing is that, you know, young people will tell people who they are if they want to, when they feel safe to. So I always say, you know, it's not a very good idea to sort of try and drag it out of people. Firstly, because you might well be wrong. I mean, I've definitely had straight friends whose parents have approached them about being LGBT in the past. And I think that you can do more harm than good there. So for me, the best thing to do is to create an environment where your children are certain that they know that you are okay with LGBT people. And you can do that very easily just by talking about how you believe that it's absolutely fine to be LGBT, how different families exist, how different sexual orientations and genders exist, and how you think that that's absolutely fine, and making that sort of very clear to your children. And I think if you create that environment where being LGBT is okay, then they will feel safe to tell you they're LGBT, if indeed they are.
And I appreciate that there's no one answer that will help everybody. But what are the kind of key messages that you would give to somebody who approaches you, a young person, and do they contact you? Is it like, you know, a switchboard system? Is that how people get in touch with you about feeling different about what society is kind of putting down on them?
So we're not a switchboard system, though switchboard LGBT are still very much around and doing a fantastic job. And I think that they're probably better placed to deal with people that are worried about coming out, for example. For us, we deal with schools and we make sure that schools are doing what they should be to support LGBT plus young people. Right. So I'd say that if you're a teacher or a young person at a school that wants to get their school involved in our work, absolutely come over to our website, www.justlikeus.org. And we're particularly recruiting for volunteers aged 18 to 25 at the moment, so long as you're LGBT plus and you don't mind speaking in front of schools about your experiences, we'd love to hear from you.
And are schools a safer place for people to come out now? I know it's a generalised question, every school is different, but do you feel that can you see the work that you're doing and other organisations is having a positive impact, or sometimes do you feel like you're pushing a boulder up a hill?
Well, it does feel a bit like that some days, but you know what's wonderful and what makes it all better are the downhill bits. And so often we'll be dealing with young people that have been recipients of our programs that will say, do you know how much easier that made it for me? It happened today, actually. We had a trans young person who messaged in and said that School Diversity Week really made it really easy for them to be who they wanted to be.
And
so good news and bad news. But unfortunately, I think we work with about half of the secondary schools in the UK. So there's still a lot that we don't work with as well.
And obviously, it's Bi Awareness Week and Bi Visibility Day. These are important things for schools, parents and for young people as well to latch onto and use as a platform to start a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the days, it feels like every day of the week there's a different day for something, doesn't it?
But Clinton cards are making a fortune at the moment, and Hallmark, you know.
Well, greeting cards.
Yeah, they must be making a fortune out of all of this, you know, and little ribbons and everything.
Goodness, should I have been getting cards for today?
Probably. You know, there's money to be made there. If not buying them, making them for your charity.
Absolutely.
You could be flogging them.
That's a good idea. Well, I think it's it's been a kind of a sort of very interesting process. But these days, one thing they do is they give us a chance to have conversations like this. And hopefully, if there are bi people listening, they might learn something that they hadn't learned before about themselves, and it will give them maybe that bit of impetus to tell someone, or if they're not ready to tell someone, just a bit of comfort in knowing there's other people out there like them.
There you are, you see. And listening to people like yourself is always a joy in the great work that you do. You can find out more at the website, which is justlikeus.org. Go on and download this Growing Up LGBT Plus, because it's a fantastic report. Dominic, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you ever so much. Take care.
Bisexual Awareness Week on Pride Radio with NHS Business Service Authority.